when Simin Shin Yud Tes, we're up to Siv Dalet, we'll be doing Dalet through Vav. So far, after the Mishnah Berurah's Hakdama, we saw the Mechaber talk about the halacha of Borer using a Keli that makes it into a Daraisa, regardless of whether you took Ochel from Solos or Psolos from Ochel. We then had the halacha of Brera, where it's La'achar Zman, if it's not La'alter, if it's not for immediate use, then even Ochel mitok Psolos Beyad is Aser. And now we get to the third halacha, which is if you're doing Psolos mitoch Ochel. Dalet habor Psolos mitoch Ochel. If what you're doing is taking the bad from the good, afilu biyodo achas. So there's a shaila here of girsa, whether or not it should say achas or not. Either that yodo achas may have been considered a shinui, or it just meant afilu biyodo as opposed to a kli. Chayiv halachis, it's a doraisa. Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, brings a machlokas rishonim, machlokas the Ramban and the Rosh. What the din is if you're doing it just before you're eating. Now, what do we mean by that? You see, there happen to be three dargis. There's one situation where you're eating by way of brera. That's a case that we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch later, where you're drinking from a cup that has a strainer on it. It has a cloth on it. And as it's going into your mouth, you're separating between what you want to drink and what you don't want to drink. That's called a maisa shtia. That the Mechaber paskens like straight out, it's a tshuvas harash, that is an act of shti, it is not an act of malocha, and it is mutter. Then we have the other case, the case of la'alter, which means I'm preparing it at the time that people normally prepare for the meal. That's called la'alter, which is only mutter if you're doing it biyad, and you're taking ochel mitoch psolis. Then we have a case that's somewhere in between. That is the case of just before you put it into your mouth. You have it on your plate, you're about to put something in your mouth, and you want to take out the psolus. The simple example is, you're about to put some fish into your mouth, you realize there's a bone there, can you remove the bone just before you put it in your mouth, or must you put everything in your mouth, and then with your tongue push the bone aside, and then take it out with your finger? It means after it's already in your mouth. So there the Mishnah Berurah makes it a machlokas, the Ramban and the Rosh. In fact, he's medayik from that Rosh that the only reason it was mutter is because you did it as you were drinking. But if it's just one second before, means it's on its way into your mouth, it's not that you picked it up, take out the bone, and then put it into your mouth. So the Mishnah Berurah is medayik from that Rosh that it's only if it's a part of the maisa achila. Not if it's a second before you actually eat it. And that's the way he seems to paskin. So halacha l'maisa, l'fi the Mishnah Berurah, to take the bone out of the fish just before you put it into your mouth is usur. What you're supposed to do is put the whole thing into your mouth and take the bone out of your mouth. Many say that this is the source, this is the makor for eating gefilte fish on Shabbos, that there shouldn't be a brayer problem. In fact, there are those who say that the original minig was to have gefilte fish only on Shabbos, and on Yontif to have boiled fish, because there's no iser of brera when you're eating. Which lamais in Hilchas Yontif is also not the simplest thing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha acknowledges the fact that even though he paskin le'iser, the minig seems to be that many are makel, and what they do is when they're preparing for the meal, they'll actually take the big bones out of the fish. For example, they're preparing a fish, and what they'll do is they'll take the spine out before dividing that into portions. The question is, why should that be mutter? So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that perhaps there's a tzad heter, we're going to learn later, with regard to peeling something, that if you're dealing with a piece of the actual food, something that is connected to it, it's not a foreign substance that fell into it. The psolus is actually a piece of the food itself, and it's not possible to eat the food otherwise. That would be considered tikkun ochlin and not an act of brera. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that it could be that here also, taking the bone out of the fish is mutter, it's a tikkun ochel. Now, the way he comes out is that bepashtis, if it would be impossible to eat the fish without first removing the bone, then you're allowed to remove the bone. But his problem is that it is possible to eat it and eat the fish off the bone, for example. We're talking about the spine. You can eat the fish off the bone. Therefore, he doesn't really like it so much. He uses it as a limud schus, but doesn't paskin that it's mutar lechatchila. What the poskim do say is that if you're about to give fish to children, since the children cannot really take the bones out, for them, removing the bones will be a tikkun ochlin ba'alma, and it would not be an act of brera. So the rule is, something that is a part of the food itself, it's not a foreign substance, and the food cannot be eaten without removing it, would not constitute brera. Taking it out would not be constitute brera, it would be considered tikkun ochlin. So that if you're about to give fish to a little kid and there's a bone in it, you could take the bones out. But to an adult, although the Mishnah Berurah sees it as a limud schus, he really holds that it's asa. Ramosha Feinstein has an interesting tshuva where he wants to say that if you're serving a melon, you're serving a cantaloupe, for example, and it's got a lot of seeds there, in a way that if you serve it in front of the people, you know, you put down in front of everyone's portion, you know, this triangle with a whole layer of seeds on it, it would be ma'us, they would find it disgusting, that perhaps that would be materit with this halacha, since it's connected to it, it's part of the actual food, and you're doing it because otherwise it's inedible, because it's ma'us, then that would be mutter. However, he gives another reitz, and he says, why don't you just pick up the piece and sort of throw off that whole layer of seeds, it should fall off. And if not, then what people do is they cut off some of the melon with it. And we'll get into that a little later more. Now the Ramah, Hagav afilo ha'ochel meruba, v'yesh yosir torach bevrevers ha'ochel, afilo ha'chilo yivar ha'psolis afilo kedei lecho la'alter. Even if there is more ochel than psolis, and it would be easier to remove the psolis than the ochel, you're better off removing the ochel than the psolis, otherwise it will be called brera. Now this is in contrast to yontif. The halacha is that on yontif, where the pashtus is that the malacha of borer for eating is mutter, for food preparation is mutter, so there the halacha is that you're supposed to take whatever there is less of, to be mamayit betircha. On Shabbos, the issue is not tircha, it's the malacha of borer, so you must always take the ochel, even though that is the more awkward day, more awkward or cumbersome way of doing it. Sifhei. Haborer turmesim mitok psole shalem chayiv, mipnei shapsole shalem matekes osam, kishishalku also imahem, shishliku also imahem, venimsek haborer psole mitok ochel vachayiv. Now, turmes is a very bitter kind of a food. It comes in a it comes together with its psolis. You have to cook it, the Gemara says, seven times. As you cook it, the psolis of it that you don't eat actually is mematik. It pulls out some of the merirus and makes it more tolerable. So the psolis of it really tastes better than the ochel of it. So the halacha would be that you cannot remove the ochel from the psolis either, because the ochel from the psolis is really another form of taking out the psolis from the ochel. Sivvav, ein mol in malilis. Now this is referring to people that are eating grain. You can eat toasted grain, and what they do is toasted or cooked grain, and it comes inside its shell. So the halal, the way what people did was they would crack it open and take the wheat out. In molin malilis, you're not allowed to go ahead and roll them open. Ela molil b'shinui ma'at b'roshe etzba osav. What you have to do is take a little bit and do it in your fingers. Take a little bit at a time, roll it in your fingers, and that way you'll remove the shell. Says the Ramah, Hagav, the afal pishe mefaraka olchum mitoch hashibolim, Now the Mishnah Berurah mentions the Ramah mentions the Isser of Mefarik. Up until now we're dealing with the Malacha of Borer. In Borer there's a heter. If you do it by hand, Samach Lesuda, and it's the Ochel Mitoch Psoles, it's Mutar Lachatchila. There's another Malacha, and that is the Malacha of Dosh. Dosh is threshing. Threshing is breaking the combination of food and waste. You're breaking that into two components. Whereas up until this point, you had the grain that was mixed with, you have the kernel of the grain itself that is mixed with all of the outer stuff. And what you're doing now is separating one from the other. So what you're doing is breaking down the combination into its components. You now have a component, one of which is food, and the other one which is waste. unlike borer that is usur even samach lasuda, and there's reason for it. Brera samach lasuda, if it's la'alter, we said that so long as it's not derek brera, if it's ochel mitok solis and with your hand, the reason why that is mutter is because we call it an act of achila. The malacha of mefarik is something that you do not when you're about to eat, but when you're producing the food. That's something that is done by the manufacturer, by the one who is involved in the food production, rather than by the person at home, rather than by the consumer at home. Therefore, there is no heter of la'alter. So the Ramah is saying, even though you're taking out of the shibolim, which is something that's not usually done at home, that's usually done way before it gets to the consumer. So ho'el ve'eno mefarik, rak kalachar yad kedei lechol, since he's doing it kalachar yad with a shinui, the normal way to do it is not just to roll a few, but to put a lot of them together, and you don't normally do it on your fingertips. So halach is its mutter. And that he says, v'yesh machmirin. And there are machmirim who say that is usur. Now, the Mishnah Brura says the same will go for if you have beans and you're taking them out of the pod. So he says that'll be the same halacha. Whereas there are those who taina that if you can possibly eat the pod because it's soft, then the halacha will be that it's mutter. Whereas if it's dry, so there, according to the Ramah, you need a shinui, and according to the Machmir, that would be aser. Now, what happens if you already broke the shell before Shabbos, and now it's just a matter of taking out the actual kernel of wheat to eat? That's going to be mutter. Says the Ramah now, v'lochein, aser lefarek ha'gozim luzim, o Egozim gedolim mitok lipasan hayaruka. Hazelnuts or walnuts, you're not allowed to take out of their green klipa. Now, what is this green shell that we're talking about? If you never saw it before, there's good reason for it. They don't send it to market with this green shell. What happens is that on the outside of the nut, there's a green shell, and then inside, you have the shell itself, the hard shell. This is a soft green shell, and the inside you have the hard shell. They normally remove the soft green shell back when they're packaging it, and what you get is the hard inner shell. Removing the outer one, since that is something that is generally done before marketing, rather than something that you would do at your table, the halachi is that is aser. The tov lahachmir machal liyachal ochlam below piruk. And it's good to be machmir, since what you can do is crack the whole nut and take the nut out of it, and you don't have to remove this green outer shell to begin with. So halacha lemaisa, getting rid of the shells or peels that you're accustomed to seeing at home, that would not be the malacha of mefarik. But if you're removing any kind of shell that you don't normally get, that would be mefarik. A similar kind of thing, taking grapes. You know, you have a cluster of grapes. Taking a grape off, why is that not mefarik? The answer is because that's what you normally do at home. You don't normally get grapes that have already been detached. The question would come up in the case of cherry tomatoes, where in places where they're marketed separately, if you ever get a whole cluster of them, it could be that removal of them is something that would not be an act of eating, but that will be an act of mefarik, since it's not normally done in the home. In places where what you get is a cluster of cherry tomatoes, then removing them would not be a problem altogether. That would be considered a ma'isa achila.